I couldn't be happier just for the opportunity. You know, I want to obviously thank the McNair family for giving me the opportunity and Coach O'Brien. You know, I played more center in college, and obviously I can play guard. I played 10 games there in 2014. So, you know, wherever they need me, I'll be playing.
The defense is, you know, it's scheme specific. We've done a lot of it at Clemson, so it will translate over. So I'm just excited to get my foot in the door and get my opportunity to go. I think especially early, expect me maybe to be able to contribute at nose. I guess we'll go from there.
I'm just going to come in and try to contribute any way I can. So whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to put my best foot forward and do whatever's best for, you know, the team, whatever they want me to do. So, like I said, I'm excited, ready to get to work. There's getting guys going to go out there and bust his butt every day. So I think that, I do have a lot of speed, a lot of playmaking ability. So, yeah, like I said, hopefully I can contribute any way I can, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm versatile, man. I can cover guys. I can play deep. I can play in the box. You know, I can blitz. I do a lot of things. So, versatility is one of my best attributes. Man, J.J. Watt, man, just saying his name just bringing me chills to my body. Just to be able to be on the same field as him and Clowney and Vince Wilfork, you know, and other guys like that is awesome, man. I think we can really do some good things on his defense.
It's not a matter where it's not a matter like what pick I get picked to, but you know, it matters where I go and how I finish. And I'm gonna go out there and finish strong and do my job. Whatever the coach needs me to do, I'm gonna do. And that's the place I want to go. My coach, Bill O'Brien. And man, I love it. Oh man, it's gonna be crazy. You know, the dynamic duo with Hopkins, me, Will Fuller, and Jalen Strong. And the defense is amazing already. Oh my God, man, we about to go.
And welcome back to the show. You heard Mark talking with Will Fuller in the last segment. And, you know, what stood out to me was how much it made him feel wanted just being moved up one spot to go get him.
Well, that was the guy, Patty. They wanted Will Fuller because Josh Doctson and Laquan Treadwell weren't as good as a fit in this offense as Fuller. Yeah, those are great receivers, no doubt. But Fuller's speed to go along with what Hopkins brings makes it a better complementary unit.
Well, that's just your theory. But why don't we hear it right from the man who orchestrated it all, the man who made the pick, our Executive Vice President and General Manager, Rick Smith. Just in general, when you look back at this draft class, what do you see?
I think what I see is a lot of effective communication between our scouting staff and coaching staff with respect to visions that we have for all these players. I like the board. I said that before the draft. I thought it was balanced throughout the draft, throughout positions. And I thought that we did a really good job of really honing in on what these guys would do for our football team. And then we were fortunate because we had players that were available that we had clear visions for at the corresponding values. And so I feel good about the draft class.
So when you look at your board and you've said all along that, you know, it's about talent, it's about best available at the time. When you look at how you come away with it as a whole, as to how maybe you thought you would have come away with it going into it, how close is that?
Well, it relates to value, we were pretty close. You just never know what position is going to be there, what player is going to be there. But we really did want to increase the speed and the athleticism, you know, particularly on our offense and in special teams. And I think when you look at all those picks, at some shape, you know, at some point, they are going to help us. You know, with the exception of the big nose tackle, they will help us either offensively, defensively, but especially even on special teams as well.
So talk a little bit about that speed and how you really envision that changing and affecting this offense.
Well, I think we've got very, very creative offensive coaches. And I think, you know, you have to, you know, have guys that are open to utilizing various skill sets. So you look at a guy like Braxton Miller, who is not as accomplished as a wide receiver yet, but the guy is very explosive with the football in his hands. And so we can create ways to get the ball in his hands. And if we can do that and allow him to utilize his skill set until he learns his craft and learns how to run better routes and learns all the nuances of playing the position, you can still utilize his abilities while he's still doing that. And so that's one of the benefits of having a coaching staff that's open to those types of players and creative enough to get them to be effective until they are better at the position.
Tell us a little bit about Tyler Irvin. Here's a kid maybe from a school that's maybe not as big or high profile as some of the other ones, but someone that you obviously had some value on and should make a real impact on this team.
I think he will, Patty. He's a very productive football player, a very versatile football player, has scored touchdowns pretty much every way you can score a touchdown, offensively or special teams-wise. And so durable, you know, tough and durable, not the biggest stature player, but very doable and just an overall good football player.
Upcoming this weekend now will be the rookie camp where we get our first chance to see all of them. What can we expect to see there, and what are you most looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, you know, obviously when they get here, there's a lot of information that they have to process. And so what you want to see is you'd like to see as quickly as possible the guys take the information that they're being taught in the classroom, and then how can they apply that out on the field? You don't see a lot of mistakes. You want to see guys that can execute and do the things. We don't put a lot of schemes in on a rookie minicamp weekend, but we do put enough in where they can get the basics down, and so you want to see them go out and execute those things and then just get an overall sense of their athleticism.
It seems over the years when we've had this conversation after the draft, you always kind of say you really don't know how well you've done for maybe two or three, sometimes 3 or 4 years. This class seems like it has the potential to have a little bit quicker returns. Am I off at all on that, or what are your realistic expectations as to when these guys can make an impact?
Well, and I think you probably have a point with respect to the ability of a lot of these players to make an impact early on, whether it's in the return game or obviously when you take offensive skill position players, they are the guys with the football in their hands, and so hopefully we will see this group contribute in a way that's been a little bit quicker than others.
A couple positions, or are there positions that maybe you felt needed to be addressed that didn't get addressed, and how do you fill those spots moving forward?
Well, we're always looking. You know, it's a year-round proposition to always try to increase the talent on the roster, increase the competition on the roster. We do feel like we've had a productive offseason. When you look at free agency and you look at what we've done last weekend, I think we're a better football team. We can always continue to get better, and we'll always continue to do that.
All those things you just said, free agency, the draft, the unsigned guys, do you feel in your tenure here as GM that this has kind of been the biggest sort of splash that you guys have made?
Yeah, that's a biggest splash, I don't know. I do feel like this is the best football team that we've assembled. I really feel good about the team. We've got to go out and put the work in. They have to understand that. I think they do. We've got a hardworking group of men in this locker room. I think the men that we've added this weekend and the ones that we've added in free agency have come in at least so far and seem to be the same type of workers. And we've got to get these young guys to come in and understand what that looks like in pro football, acclimate to that, and get in and get going, because I do think we have the potential to be a good team. We've got to put the work in now to do it.
So, Mark, so many positions were addressed. Anything that was kind of left out in your mind that this team needs to address moving forward?
Well, I don't think you can answer all your questions in one draft, Patty, and you can't expect any draft choice to play right away other than the first, second-round draft choice and then other guys to contribute as the year goes on. But a lot of people are talking about tight end. You know, they have Ryan Griffin and C.J. Fedorowicz. Do they need another one? Undrafted free agent reports came out earlier this week that they signed Steven Anderson, who's more of a receiving tight end. We'll see how that works out, if it works out at all. And defensive end, remember, Jared Crick's no longer on the team. Do they have anybody who can fill in? I like Christian Covington as far as players on the roster. Possibly sliding Reeder over for a couple of downs would be a way to go. Or Joel Heath as an undrafted free agent out of Michigan State. Big body guy with a lot of ability. You never know how it shakes out. But remember, as far as defensive end goes, when you're in that basic defensive 3-4 unit, it's only about 30% of the time. So I think they've got enough bodies.
All right, we have to take one final time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll tell you what's up next, starting with rookie minicamp. Stay with us.